And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This is the last week to see Dickie Landry's 1970s New York City Downtown Artists Exhibit. It's up through the 17th at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL campus. There will be new exhibits opening for the summer. The YMCA of Acadiana will hold a summer camp this summer for children ages 5 through 12. For more information or to register, you can go to their website, theymcaofacadiana.com. And at the Lafayette Science Museum, the dinosaur fossil exhibition is on display. This part is called Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs, and Mammals. It's a partnership with UL Lafayette School of Geosciences, and it is the first of a 3-year series of exhibits that will be shown there. The Lafayette Science Museum is in downtown Lafayette, 433 Jefferson Street. For more information, you can stop by their website, lafayettesciencemuseum.org. And the Ernest J. Gaines Center here on the UL campus will offer a summer teaching institute. It is the first Gaines Center summer teaching institute in June. It's for educators who would like to learn more about Ernest Gaines' writings and how to incorporate the writings into their classrooms. The institute will be open to 10 to 15 participants and will count towards professional development. For more information, you can contact interim director of the center, Matthew Touch, for 82-1848, or just ask for the Gaines Center, and he'll be glad to help you out. The Institute will be June 16th through the 20th, each morning of that week. And if you're heading towards Baton Rouge, or you are in Baton Rouge, there is a book signing for Porter Shreve, who has written the end of the book, published by LSU Press. That will be this evening in Baton Rouge at Barnes & Noble. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts this evening, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live. It's a one-man fusion of theater and stand-up starring Peter Story. For more information or tickets, you can contact the ACA or stop by their website. And tomorrow afternoon, Daryl Bourque, former Louisiana Poet Laureate, will be reading from his newest work, If You Abandon Me, Comment Je Vais Faire, an Amédée Ardoin songbook. And in these poems, Daryl Bourque explores the life of Creole musician Amédée Ardoin. It's a collection of sonnets. He'll be reading at 3 o'clock in the Gaines Center on the third floor of Dupré Library on the UL campus. It's free and open to everyone. For more information, you can call the Gaines Center, but just head up there tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock to hear Daryl Bourque reading from his latest work, If You Abandon Me, Comment Je Vais Faire. And Of Mice and Men will open on Friday. They will open at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. It's a production of Wanderlust Theater Company. Of Mice and Men was a book by John Steinbeck and has been turned into a play. The actors include Aaron Chasson and Brady McKellar. This will be running May 16th through the 18th at Theater 810. Tickets are available by calling the theater or going to the website wanderlustmen.eventbrite.com. In Lake Charles, Itinerant Theater produces Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum. It will run May 16th through the 24th. Tickets are available by calling the Imperial Calcasieu Museum or going to the Itinerant Theater website. That is at itinerantheater.com. And this is the last weekend to see the Lauren Riley Elliott Company's production of Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley. The play is directed by Cooper Helm and will run through this weekend at Cité des Arts. Tickets available by calling Cité or stopping by their website. This Saturday morning, the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic will host its third annual free skin cancer screening from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m., 12 noon. The clinic is on Jefferson Street, 1317 Jefferson Street. It's open to all on a first-come, first-served basis. There are no eligibility requirements. If you can RSVP, they appreciate it. It's acadianaskin@gmail.com. But if not, you can just show up on Saturday morning. This Saturday, the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra presents its final concert of the current season with a chamber performance. Award-winning pianist Jose Fagali. He will be performing with their chamber group. He'll perform Schubert's Trout Quintet and some other pieces by Beethoven. That will be at 6 o'clock on Saturday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You can get tickets by going to the Acadiana Symphony's website, acadianasymphony.org, or by calling them. Play It Again, the instrument drive through the Acadiana Center for the Arts, is collecting gently used instruments this month, band and orchestra instruments that will be refurbished and given to children who would otherwise not be able to participate in band or orchestra. For more information, you can contact the Acadiana Center for the Arts to find out how you can drop off an instrument. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. If you would like to podcast programs, locally produced programs, you can search for the program you're interested in and either listen to it there, or you can download it for listening to at your convenience. You can support KRVS easily at our website. Just click on the Support This Station button and make your contribution. If you'd like to find out more about donating a vehicle, there's a big red button at the bottom of the page. Click on that and fill out information about your vehicle or call the toll-free number there and find out more about how you can help KRVS and rid your garage or curbside of a car you no longer need. And we hope it's a help to you as much as to us. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6, Fresh Air from 6 to 7. And on Wednesdays, we begin an evening of very interesting public radio programming beginning at 7 with the TED Radio Hour. 8 o'clock, it's Radio Lab. 9, Snap Judgment. Music Inside Out with Gwen Tompkins at 10. Music from the Hearts of Space at 11. Beat Current at midnight, and Freetown Radio at 1 in the morning. In just a few moments,